Welcome to the weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday, August 5th. Well, after all the drama of Glorious Goodwood, which saw Moulton trainer Richard Fye scoop Group 2 glory when the talented Garswood proved his potential when taking the Lennox Stakes on the opening day, it's matters closer to home which occupy the attention this week. It's a busy few days on the Yorkshire courses, with five meetings, starting today at Ripon. It's Children's Day at the Garden Racecourse, with a seven race card getting underway at 2:15 p.m. The principal contest is the 57th running of the Armstrong Memorial Handicap Stakes, a contest for sprinters over six furlongs offering prize money of £12,000. This race has been supported since 1957 by the Armstrong family, one of the country's most famous racing dynasties, which included legendary Yorkshire trainers, the late Gerald and Sam Armstrong. Mr. Colin Armstrong, whose father was Gerald Armstrong, is the director of the Ripon Race Company. Ripon are also in action tomorrow, Tuesday, when the course's evening meeting, starting at 6:10 p.m, will see all eyes focused on the second running of the David Chapman Memorial Handicap Stakes. A £12,000 contest for sprinters over five furlongs, the race remembers the very popular trainer, who was based at Stillington near York. He was renowned for training sprinters such as Sober, Chaplin's Club, Quito, Glencroft and Soaked. His granddaughter, Ruth Carr, has successfully taken over at Mowbray House Farm and has engaged Chunky Diamond, a winner of an apprentice handicap at Haydock earlier this month, to try and claim the spoils. Earlier on Tuesday, Catterick host their annual Salute Our Heroes Family Race Day, with a seven-race programme scheduled to get underway at 2:15 p.m. Alongside a parachute display by the Prince of Wales's regiment and a boxing display by former world champion super featherweight Charles Shepherd, the action on the track promises to be no less dramatic, with the £10,000 guaranteed ABF Soldiers charity handicap the feature over a mile and three quarters. It's Ladies' Day at Pontefract on Wednesday, and alongside the fashion and the finery, the Chaplain's Club Handicap Stakes over five furlongs will remember one of the North's most remarkable sprinters, whose victory at this equivalent meeting in 1988 was incredibly his seventh win in 18 days and his second in less than 24 hours, having been successful at Ayr the previous evening. Trained, of course, at Stillington by the late David Chapman, Chaplin's Club carried the colours of Peter Saville, former chairman of the then British Horse Racing Board, and who provides a challenge trophy depicting Charlie Chaplin for the race. The weekend's in fine style at Redcar on Saturday with Caribbean Carnival Day, a chance for both children and adults to dress up in their best pirate outfit or grass skirt. There's also an opportunity to go behind the scenes of the Tees Valley course before the